From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson citing what he called past ineffective American efforts in Syria. Wednesday outlined a new approach of increased diplomatic action coupled with a military mission that is conditions-based.
We cannot make the same mistakes that were made in 2011 when a premature departure from Iraq allowed al-Qaeda in Iraq to survive and eventually morph into ISIS.
Tillerson said the U.S. must achieve the full and complete defeat of insurgencies like Islamic State and al-Qaeda. Despite domestic public misgivings, he said the U.S. must persist in Syria.
Ungoverned spaces, especially in conflict zones, are breeding grounds for ISIS and other terrorist organizations. The fight against ISIS is not over. There are bands of ISIS fighters who are already beginning to wage an insurgency. We and our allies will hunt them down and kill them or capture them.
He warned withdrawal would embolden the brutal regime of President Bashar al-Assad and provide Iran the opportunity to strengthen its position in Syria. The Washington Institute for Near East Policy's fellow in Arab politics, Andrew Tabler, called it a comprehensive approach.
There's been a lot of speculation. There's ambiguity on U.S.-Syria policy. This seemed to lay it to rest. It was clear, made sense to anyone who follows the conflict.
Meanwhile, Turkey Wednesday warned it would not hesitate to take action unless the U.S. withdraws its support for creation of a Kurdish-led border force. And the U.N. announced a new round of peace talks next week in Vienna. In Nigeria, two Americans and two Canadians have been abducted in the northern state of Kaduna after an ambush in which two policemen were killed. A local police official said the foreigners were helping to set up solar stations at the time of their kidnappings. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has accused Russia of helping North Korea evade international sanctions. Speaking Wednesday to Reuters, Mr. Trump praised China for its efforts to restrict oil and coal supplies to Pyongyang, but said Russia appears to be filling in the gaps. Bruce Bennett, defense analyst with the RAND Corporation, said that wouldn't surprise him.
Russia doesn't like the United States. It perceives that the Cold War is back on again. So they're going to do things which they think are going to be problematic for the U.S.
Wednesday, Russia's foreign ministry criticized the Vancouver summit on ways to maintain pressure on Pyongyang. Russia was not invited. It said it puts U.N. Security Council authority in doubt and aggravates the security situation on the Korean Peninsula. In a VOA interview, U.S.-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said she thought it's good that North and South Korea have been talking since New Year's Day.
But we shouldn't be misled by the fact that just because they've had talks about the Olympics and this is going to happen, that that's going to take away the dangerous side of North Korea. Until they actually stop the ballistic missile testing, until they actually show that they are willing to denuclearize, we have to be very careful.
In a Reuters interview, North Korea's deputy permanent representative to the UN in Geneva said his government is determined to make the Olympics successful. He called it an event of the Korean nation, not just of South Korea. A day after the U.S. announced it's withholding $65 million in funding to the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Ambassador Haley said the Palestinian Authority is not serious about peace with Israel.
Here you've got the Palestinians who are basically saying they're going to cut the U.S. out of the peace process. They're saying that they no longer want to have anything to do with us. They go and take us to the United Nations and try and, basically are very hostile in what they say and what they do. We're not going to pay to be abused.
UNRWA said in light of the U.S. funding cut, it will launch a global fundraising appeal to make up for the lost revenue. At least one Palestinian gunman was killed in a raid by Israeli troops in the occupied West Bank town of Jenin late Wednesday. He was identified as Hamas militant Ahmad Jarar, son of a senior Hamas commander killed in 2002. Israel's been searching for the killers of a rabbi who was shot in a drive-by shooting January 9th. Pope Francis, continuing a visit to Chile, appealed to the indigenous Mapuche people to avoid violence in their struggle to preserve their culture and land. The southern Araucania region has been hit by a series of attacks targeting churches, vehicles, and schools. Romania has its first female prime minister. President Klaus Iohannis appointed European Parliament member Viorica Dăncilă prime minister designate to replace Mihai Tudose, who quit this week after falling out with the ruling party's leader. U.S. stocks reached new record highs Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones Index closing above 26,000 points for the first time. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.